We're about 90 seconds away from kickoff here in the third quarter. 15 minutes away, and my body still hasn't decompressed from that first half of football. Of plays that almost were, and then just nonstop malarkey in the second quarter. And Luke, I nothing resulted from it, but the inability to get a playoff there on the final drive, nothing resulted this time, but I fear for a situation where those yards would have been important that might come in the future.
Well, when you flash back to 2019, one of the things that lacked in Coach Craig Dickinson's arsenal was the ability to manage the clock, right? And one of the things that he talked about coming in to this year, as a matter of fact, is the fact that the extended break gave him a lot more time to really hone that part of his game, right? So is it discouraging that those weaknesses showed a little bit there? Yes. However, you got out of the half. You're up one. This is a defensive game. Right now, it just seems like we're in that, hey, first turnover, first large mistake may win here. So you had a lot to talk about in halftime.
Oh,
there was a lot to talk about. I think that defensively, both teams are playing well. It's really clear that, hey, second and nine, second and seven plus for both squads is the down that they're struggling with. So you'd hope to see some adjustments that put them in a better spot in those situations. Because, again, when it comes to that first mistake or first big play type of deal, you'd hope the Riders are on the positive side of that.
Luke and I are in the broadcast booth brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. Riders will receive to start the third quarter. They will be going towards the north end zone, so they will have the breeze in the third quarter. The Bombers kicking off. They're now going left to right toward the toward Pill Country. They will have the wind, whatever wind remains, come the fourth quarter of this one. And Mark Leggio completely unable to keep the ball on a tee, perhaps absolutely
well,
dazed.
He's still recovering from the assault that he suffered at the and the abuse at the hands of Mac Henry.
RCMP waiting for Mac Henry at gate one after this.
Manslaughter charge, I'm telling you.
Golly. Leggio puts his foot through it, and we are underway. Jamal Morrow, 15-yard line. Cuts back, 25, 30. Morrow really burst, 40, 35, 40, 45. Flag down at the 47-yard line. Teadrick Hansen and one of the Bombers are going at it. If that's Garrett Marino, I am not surprised. There'll be some yards taken off this return again.
Holding, Saskatchewan number 28. 10-yard penalty, first down.
You know, that...
Kevin Francis on the call, pardon me.
And I'll tell you what, that is a terrible call, because I thought Kevin Francis did a great job that play. He absolutely pancaked the player that he was supposed to block, and it was because of him and his physicality that got the Riders to that point. I don't think that was a hold at all. It was just, again, a great block and a finish by Kevin Francis. Either way, it's first down on the 30.
Right hash mark, first play of the third quarter. Five-man pressure. Oh, from trouble the snap. William Powell comes up with it. Dances around one man. He'll be wrestled down by Shane Briggs. Ends up in a pickup of four after something happened on the snap.
Well, this is going to go down as a fumble on the snap here from Cody. But I think that you got to give credit to Powell. Very astute. He's got his antenna's on high alert, and he really saves the Riders from a lot of damage there and gets them into a manageable second and six.
From the 34-yard line, two receivers into the right, including Jordan Williams-Lambert. Fajardo looking left, pressure in his face from Jeffcoat. That one, just about threaded into Kyron Moore. Really nice coverage from Derek Jones there.
Yeah.
And incomplete. It'll be third down.
If he had made that catch, it would have been one of those things where we would have said, oh, that is a fantastic throw from Cody, because he puts it only where the receiver is going to be able to catch it. But realistically, if he had put it any farther inside, it would have gone the other way for a pick six. So
yep. Yeah, Fajardo, that's a nice throw. He had some trouble spotting the ball in the first half. That was a nice one. Ryan from his 34 hangs it up to the 23-yard line, 53 yards in the air. Nelson made the first man miss. Backtracking and down at the 32-yard line. It is Kevin Francis down with the special teams tackle and special teams flex. Bombers' first possession will be from their own 32-yard line, 44-yard net for John Ryan's punt there.
Well, you know, one of the things the Riders are doing on these kick covers, DT, punt and just regular kicks, is they're doing a fantastic job on the edges when it comes to containing the ball carrier. They're not letting anything bounce outside. And that's harder to do than it is to say.
Michael Ball is an injury update. We'll get to him as quick as we can. Five receiver set. Handed off. Andrew Harris runs into Mac Henry and down. No, any flags for roughing the running back? No, there are none. It'll be second and 10. Michael Ball on the sidelines.
Yeah, DT, couple of injury updates for you. Nigel Harris, backup linebacker and special teamer, out with a knee injury, as is Gary Johnson Jr. with a hamstring pull.
Johnson just back for this game. Thank you, Michael.
Both of them. Yeah. Both of those guys are just back. Second and 10 here.
Injury report. Michael Ball sideline report for Ritchie Brothers. They love CFL football, want everyone to enjoy the game. Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. Visit the RBA app or visit rbauction.com. Six receivers. One will stay in the block. Kolaros whips it out. It is caught by Harris. Drops his head. Tries to dive forward to the stick at the 42. Where will they mark him? They'll mark him right at the stick, saying he stayed inbounds.
This is a good second effort here from the veteran Canadian halfback. Avoids being taken down. He stays low, keeps his feet churning, and he's got a first down
at the 42 yard line.
It's almost as if he has just that little bit extra in him, you know, at times just a little bit extra.
12-12 left in the third quarter. It's the Bombers' first possession. Riders up 8-7. Bombers driving. First and 10 from the 42. Two receivers into the left. Riders showing a bunch. Oh, the speed sweep is killed immediately. Garrett Marino busted through and dropped Rashid Bailey for a huge loss.
Yeah. This is funny because the right tackle, Pat Newfield, goes down. Jamarcus Hardrick goes out. And it essentially just leaves Garrett Marino all alone to run upfield. And if there's one guy you probably want to have checked at the line of scrimmage for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, it's Garrett Marino. Great play.
Also known as?
Wreck-It Ralph.
And he wrecked that play. Second and 14 now, and the crowd descends on the Bombers. Marino is the left end in this three-man front. Five men coming. Kolaros will scramble out. He's got some room. 40, 45, cuts back. 50, made a man miss. Zach Kolaros turns second and 14 into a 17-yard pickup and a first down Bombers.
Well, more importantly, he's put into a one-on-one situation with, I believe this is, going to wait to see the replay here. It's Nick. Mike Gettem or Nick Marshall. And again, he cuts to the inside, and that's what gets him the first down.
And he gave Nick Marshall a little friendly pat on the head as they passed. They both kind of smiled at each other.
Yeah, former teammates.
Yep. Ball right on the midfield stripe, left hash mark, first and 10 Bombers. Handed off, Harris right side. Oh, nice hole, 50. Drops his head, trying to bust to the 45. He will get across it. A little stretch run. Two flags in the backfield, and Luchez Purifoy needs an extra second to get up.
This will come back here.
Holding. Winnipeg number 53. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Yeah.
The former Husky, Pat Neufeld.
One of the things that Shivers is going back to, defensive coordinator for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, is utilizing those halfbacks at the line of scrimmage, either sending them or lining them up there. And here Luchez Purifoy puts an edge on the defense and forces Harris back up in the middle, but it's nullified by Neufeld's holding call. First and 20.
A.C. Leonard's good penetration forced Neufeld into the hold. Ball on their own 45-yard line. Riders will show a three-man front and bring five. Kolaros underneath for Wolitarski. Incomplete. Ed Gainey forced it, adding to another statistically terrific performance from Ed Gainey.
I'll tell you what, both quarterbacks are making some really dangerous throws here this game. And a couple times now, Zach Kolaros has essentially tried to go over the top of the defensive and offensive line that's been converging in front of him. And this is a really dangerous throw here. Could have been intercepted by Ed Gainey. He's lucky it's not. And second and 20. I mean, there's barely been a play for second and 10 in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers arsenal. I don't know if this is going to work out.
Wolitarski wide to the right. Three receivers that way. Riders bring the blitz. Kolaros gunning for Bailey on the corner, and he's caught at the 30. Bailey.
Nope.
No, are they going to rule it incomplete? Broken up by Hendy and Mike Adam. Bailey got two hands on it, over two defenders, but well done to break it up, and it's third down.
Yeah, you got a two-on-one here against Bailey. A good throw from Caleros, but again, Bailey's just not able to maintain possession all the way through contact. And the Bombers are going to end up punting.
Hendy gets it done. The first-year man out of Maryland at that Sam linebacker spot helps break that one up and force this Mark Leggio punt from his 45-yard line. Riders now having two returners back. Morrow and I believe that Kyron Moore. Leggio hangs it up in the air. It'll be taken at the 19-yard line. It's Kyron, 30. Drops his head. There's Mike Miller in on the tackle. The 33-yard line as we go to break. 9:13 left in the third quarter. Riders 8, Bombers 7 for Spreads.ca and Young Equipment. We will return on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 9:13 left in the third quarter. Riders up 8-7 here on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network for AGCO and SaskTel. Michael Ball is on the sidelines. Ballsy?
Hey, Derek, this week you and Luke are talking about the president, Naaman Roosevelt, brought into camp. Now, Mike O'Shea says it's because of injuries, not because of performance, but I'll tell you what, with some of the drops we've seen here, you guys might be seeing the president at the Banjo Bowl.
Yeah, that would be something that would cause some intrigue, let's say that. Nick Dembski with a drop today. Man, that one from Bailey maybe should have been caught. Yeah, Naaman will certainly help that. One of the lowest drop rates in the CFL in his 5 years in green. Riders, five receiver set. They will hand it off. It's Powell, 35-40. Big hole. Oh, hit by the safety, or else he was going to bust it. William Powell with a pickup of 11, and a Riders first down.
Yeah, we got Albert Owachi, who we don't really talk about this year much, but he comes across as an H-back look. He puts a body on the end man on the line of scrimmage, and it gives Powell some room to maneuver. First down.
From the 45, Owachi still in there. They'll move him into the backfield, and now they'll have him help out. Hand it to Powell again. He is hit quickly, and he will not get much of anything there on first down. Michael Sideron reports are for Ritchie Brothers. They love CFL football, want everyone to enjoy the game. Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. Download the RBA app or visit rbauction.com.
We've seen a couple attempts from Powell here. One of the things I was going to say coming into this half here is that the Riders have to find someone else other than Kyron Moore to start footing the load here.
Kyron, 5 catches for 53. Fake the handoff. Gun it quickly. There is Moore. A little hitch screen. Dives forward to the 50, maybe the 52-yard line. A good pickup. It'll leave the Riders, though, in 3rd and 3. Jordan Williams-Lambert, 3 for 27. Ricardo Lewis, 1 catch for 22. William Powell, 1 for 7. Braden Lenius, 1 catch for 3 yards.
Yeah, again, they've been production-heavy on Kyron's side. So, you know, hopefully some of those other guys can get their number called and make an impact in this game, because you're going to need more than one guy, right?
John Ryan on to punt, 3rd and 4 from the Rider 51-yard line. He's going to hang this up in the air. Charles Nelson comes up to take it on the fly at the 17, and he'll be forced out of bounds by A.J. Hendy and company. Great coverage once again for the Riders, pinning the Bombers deep in their own territory. Time to take a break after the 35 yards net on the punt. 7:17 remains. Riders with a 1-point lead on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 17 remains in the third quarter. Riders with the 1-point lead. One sack so far in this game. That by the Riders' Anthony Lanier. All our sacks brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, the Playmakers in Wadena. Always remember, drive a little and save a lot. Back and forth. And well, back and forth.
And you saw an attempt by the Blue Bombers in their first possession of the second half, right, to control things on the ground, right? Getting back to Andrew Harris, seeing if they could, and again, a holding call brought back one of their most significant gains. But again, there hasn't been a real focused effort in any one area right now for Winnipeg.
Harris, 11 carries for 42 yards. This is carry number 12. This is a good one. 30, 35, yeah. 40. Mike Adam has to make the tackle at the 40. Drops him at the 44-yard line. It looks like Andrew Harris for 20-plus yards as Adam gets thrown to the ground.
Because you didn't see a lot from the run game out of Winnipeg in the second quarter, right? You saw it really in the first, and then it trailed off. So do they get back to it here? I mean, I would if I was Buck Pierce, simply because the Riders are really looking to cause some turnovers whenever the Blue Bombers go to the air.
Drew Desjarlais picked Mike Adam off the pile and tossed him, as big men can do. Fake the toss and a little pop pass. It's Lawler at the 45-yard line. Lawler will get maybe a yard and a half before Jonathan Woodard, Micah Tights, help bring him down.
Yeah, and this is just a good job by Micah Tights, just staying patient, letting the play come to him. They ran a good play. They pulled two guards from the right side and then gave it to Lawler, who was coming around in motion. And again, I like the play concept, but I like the patience on defense even more from Micah Tights.
2 yards on the completion, second and 8 from the 45. Fajardo in shotgun, five-man pressure. Kolaros forced to scramble out, and he will drop his head and be brought down.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're going to call A.C. Leonard. Kolaros got the first down. I think they're going to get him for a horse collar at midfield.
Yep.
He was trying to ride him down from behind, and we'll see the live angle here. Kolaros, a nice scramble. Yeah, it's absolutely a horse collar.
Well, more concerning for Winnipeg is that Kolaros...
Major foul, horse collar tackle. Saskatchewan 6. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Again, the more concerning thing for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers is that Zach Kolaros' head bounced off the carpet. And
he got up without thinking about it.
Which is good. But
I was surprised. I thought I was seeing things, but no, it bounced.
And A.C. Leonard, it's good pursuit from him in this linebacker spot that he dropped back into. But again, you can't get your hands that high on the quarterback's collar, on any player's collar, really, without getting it called.
Now at the Riders 40-yard line with 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. It's Harris, found a hole, 35, 30, tries to jump at him, ends up kneeing him in the face and being brought down at about the 25-yard line. Harris feeling his oats.
Yeah.
He's got another first down.
Well, Harris thought Adam was going to go low here, and Adam's one of the more physical safeties in the Canadian Football League, so it doesn't surprise me that he had no intention of going low, and it ends up looking a lot worse than it really could have been. And Adam does a good job of just staying patient. Again, you know, some of these DBs.
What is this football game, Luke? He tried to hurdle a dude. Don't do that.
Again, he thought he was going to dive.
25-yard line, first and 10. Kolaros with a three-man pressure. Buys some time. Scrambles out to the right. Kolaros going to the end zone. Adams is open. And Ed Gainey, a great job to break it up the flag came down in the area of pass interference.
I get why he's throwing the flag here. I just feel
pass
like...
Pass interference. Saskatchewan number 11. Foul occurred in goal. Ball in place at the one-yard line.
You know what? That is PI.
Gainey never turned around. Yeah. But when did he make contact?
He makes it early on, I think. I know what he's trying to do. So Gainey, what he's trying to do, and for the defensive backs out there that are listening to this show, is that when you don't know where the ball is and you see the wide receiver go up to catch, to make a catching motion, right, you try to get your hands up and in, but he made too much contact.
First and goal from the one, Sean McGuire with the sneak team. He pushes forward, and he appears to be in, and there is the signal for the touchdown after the penalty in the end zone. McGuire with the one-yard sneak touchdown, and the Riders are trailing once again, now 13-8. Is that two touchdowns for McGuire? Does he have both touchdowns in this one? He does.
Well, the defensive line here in Saskatchewan, they need to get a little bit lower. I know that they've had all sorts of problems there on that goal line over the last couple games, but still, pad leverage is everything in those situations, and every single one of those guys was far too high in his pad level there to really contest that sneak.
13-8 is a 5-point Bombers lead. They'll keep the offense on the field and go for two. Kolaros sends three receivers out to his left. Harris in the backfield. Darvin Adams motions inside on the right. Looking across the middle. Throws it up. And it is caught. But is he in bounds? No. Lawler incomplete, out of bounds with Nick Marshall in coverage.
Well, it's close.
Yeah, he did a heck of a job to try to make that catch. The convert doesn't count. Bombers 13, the Riders 8 as we go to break with 4:16 remaining for Salford Group and Western Ag Professional Agronomy. We'll recap the touchdown drive when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 4:16 remains in the third quarter. The Riders now trailing 13-8 after the penalty-aided touchdown drive. 3:35 it took for the Bombers to go down the field. Sean McGuire's one-yard touchdown carry capped it off. The touchdown drives, as always, brought to you by Smooth 42 Craft Distillery, inventors of Create Eco Vodka, Saskatchewan's best price spirit. Make it your own with Create Eco Vodka. For anybody taping the game at home, Luke Mullender, apparently we were just on TSN.
Yes.
They put the camera on us.
Mama, so. We made it.
So I'll be rewinding to the 4:16 mark to see just what I was doing and what things I might have attempted to pick at that time.
Yeah.
It'll be Morrow from the 20-yard line taking the kickoff, 30. Little burst there, 35. Pushes across to the 36-yard line or so. And that is where the Riders' offense will resume first and 10. We're going right back to break for Redhead Equipment and Quality Tire. Riders down 5 with 4:11 to go on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 4:11 remains in the third quarter. Riders down 13-8 here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Thanks to all of our great sponsors, including Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Taking down high vehicle prices. Drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains. Cody Fajardo came into this game 79% completion rate. This game, 12 of 22 for 119 yards and an interception. Things have turned, at least for today.
This is a lot better defense than he's seeing here than in the previous week. So that's going to play into it.
Double tight end formation. We expect a run here on first and 10 from the 36-yard line, and they will pass. Beautifully done. Quick out to Jordan Williams-Lambert. A pickup of about 8. Show him one thing, give him another. I like it.
Well, and it's funny because it seems as though the Winnipeg Blue Bomber secondary is expecting this play because of the way the boundary halfback just breaks to the sideline. Just too little, too late. Second and 2.
And Deatrick Nichols and DeAndre Alford, the rookies on that side. Second and 2 from the 44. Fajardo, straight drop. All the pressure coming. He gets hit as he throws. One-on-one for Williams-Lambert, who had hands on it, and it falls incomplete.
Well,
Alford in coverage, and it's third down.
You know, we were just talking about them, and it made me zone in on this one-on-one play here on Alford, and this is perfect coverage all the way. Like, this is, you can't do it too much better. And here's the thing, this is a first-year player.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. We talked about the expectation that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have of anybody in their secondary and under Richie Hall, and the rookie from Tusculum, just a great effort there.
And the Riders will go for it on third and 2 from their own 44 with under 4 to go here in the third quarter. Fajardo, he's going to throw slant to Kyron. Caught, good for the first down. Can he break the tackle? You got to blow that dead. That's dangerous. Kyron Moore has the first down on his 7th catch of the game.
And very good job preparing for this situation, because you could tell the Riders expected the blitz. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, 2nd and 4, 2nd and 3 against Calgary, blitzing a lot last week, and this week they came out and did the same thing.
Ball in the 49, just inside the 50, left hash mark, 1st and 10. Blitz coming again. They'll fake the handoff. Fajardo will keep it, trying around the end. It is closed down, and he takes a shot as he has popped out at the 45-yard line. Alford was in there, and Nichols, the two guys you just mentioned, the rookie DBs.
Yeah, this is really nowhere to go for Cody Fajardo. And it's just good film study, really. Good pursuit by Willie Jefferson and crew. 2nd and 13 now for the Riders.
Nichols busted through Lenius's block attempt. They blitzed the middle to make Fajardo have to go outside, even if that wasn't his original intention. 2nd and 13, Fajardo gunning in a hole. Oh, is Lewis
it.
At the 45-yard line.
It.
And he dropped it incomplete. It'll be 3rd down. That was a nice throw, it looked like.
Oh, that was probably Cody Fajardo's best throw of the game. And the newcomer, who the Riders said earned an opportunity to start, has it bounce off his numbers.
Oh, caught it with his, tried to catch it with his body.
You know who doesn't let the ball hit his numbers? Paul McRoberts. But hey, I'm not watching a film like these guys are, right? We don't make the personnel decisions around here, DT.
I keep trying to make that happen.
Nope, never going to happen, buddy.
I keep bringing up good data, having great conversations. Doesn't happen. John Ryan on to punt, third and 13 from his own 46. Ryan going to aim this one to the right, make the returner move a little bit. It'll be Nelson from his 16. Danson, 20. Chase down. Jorgen Hoos is going to get him, 25. Forced out of bounds just past the 25-yard line. I believe Kevin Francis. Excuse me, no, it's Onyeka who forced him out of bounds, number 26.
Ailey Buka. And who's number 35?
35 is Hendy.
Is Hendy. They're both playing so well as those outside contained players today. And really throughout the season. But today, they're really showing out.
48-yard punt and 10 yards on the return. So 38 net for Ryan. It's actually one of his lower ones of the day. And that's still a pretty good number in its own. 26-yard line. Hand it to Harris. He cuts back. Drops his head at the 30 and pushes forward to the 32-yard line. Flag down in the area of holding, and that is the signal from the official.
Yeah. Got him. Welcome back.
Will not surprise you, Winnipeg, the most holding calls as a team this season.
Well,
the
former
Winnipeg number 59. 10-yard penalty. Peak first down.
As a former defensive lineman, DT, it's always holding.
Always. Always?
Every play.
Every time.
If there's 60 offensive plays, there's 60 calls. And all of them were missed by the linemen.
Over under 1.5 holds on each play, though. Like, is it
on each
multiple?
Play? Oh, over.
Multiple
over. All
holdings?
Five. All
okay.
Five guys.
Michael Couture called for it. Couture allowing the most pressure, the second most pressure of any center this season. Dinged again for holding. First and 20, Bombers. We're down to 1:30 on the clock. Four receivers to the right. Riders bring seven, gun quickly. Darvin Adams hit by Ed Gainey and knocked to the ground. They'll mark him at the 22 for a pickup of six.
Yeah, they're playing a really solid game over there on the wide side of the field, too, whenever they blitz Luchez Purifoy. Because obviously blitzing Chez is going to leave potential openings on the other side. But the three DBs that are left there, plus the linebacker, they're playing those games with the wide receivers and coverage units. They're playing them as good as they can. And that's really why there hasn't been anything to get out of there on that wide side when they do blitz Luce Purifoy.
You hear that second and long energy from the crowd at Mosaic. Second and 14 from their own 22. Riders bring three. Pushing the pocket. Caleros guns underneath. Wolitarski across the 30 down to the 31. It'll be a gain of 9, not near enough.
Yep.
Third down, Bombers.
Solid throw by Caleros, but again, just the situation, second and 14. I mean, you don't have too many plays dialed up for that, right? So they did a good job of taking what the Riders gave them, but the Riders were giving them anything underneath because they knew they were going to rally down and make the tackle.
Mark Leggio on to punt again. This should be the last play of the third quarter. Punting from his own 31. Jamal Morrow, who has had a heck of a game, standing at his 31.
His quarter's flown by, DT.
Move to his right. He'll take it at the 30. 35, 40, flag down. 45, spins and stays alive. He'll be brought down at the 47-yard line with a flag down in the area where he initially caught the ball. We'll await the flag.
Looks like they're going to get Kevin Francis for holding.
Got time to tell you that this segment of the game brought to you by Battery Depot, by CAA, Young's Equipment, and SGI. Take care out there. And tell you that the 50-50 Luke and I will win is pushing $440,000. So still time to get in on that. Make us a little more money.
Yes, sir.
A lot of discussion as to what is happening here. There may be one more play to come because of the penalty.
We need Work Safe Bob to put a little bit more energy into his routine here for the fourth quarter dance. just going through the motions.
No yards.
Right now.
Winnipeg number 37. That penalty is declined. It's the end of the quarter.
They declined a no yards call. It's interesting, but We'll discuss that on the other side. The scoreboard at Quality Tire. They know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Riders down 5, 13-8 the score with the fourth quarter on the way on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. My goodness, we have had a lot of football happening here in the Labor Day Classic. Riders trail 13-8 with the fourth quarter on the way. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. We've had critical drops. We've had big receptions turned into fumbles. We've had terrible penalty calls. We've had penalty calls caught by review. We've had penalties affecting the Riders. We've had both quarterbacks injured at one point.
You know what?
Fluctuating run games. We've had everything, brother.
And that was a quick third quarter. And the things that you mentioned there, the challenges both teams had, didn't really show up. I felt like both teams are seeming like they're focusing in a little bit more here.
Three backs, play action. Fajardo under pressure just throws it away. And is he going to get got for intentional grounding? There it is. The flag comes down. Pressure all over Fajardo. No one near where he threw the ball. The crowd will not like this call particularly.
Well, it was a good job from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They throw all sorts of pressure, but the hot routes that Saskatchewan...
Intentional grounding, Saskatchewan number 7. Will be second down.
The hot routes that Saskatchewan had available to them for Cody Fajardo to go to, they took those away immediately as well. So they're really the only... sort of option Fajardo had there was to try to get out of the pocket himself, and by the time he realized that they had converged on him too late, unfortunately, it's now first and 20.
Should be second and 20. I know it's his first and 20 on the board, but should be loss of down and the yardage.
Down, so.
Yeah, so I don't know what's in the book for second and 23, but if anybody has a play, it's Jason Moss. Plus, Cody Fajardo could scramble for 24. He'll keep two extra blockers in. Pump fake. Fajardo gunning for Jordan Williams. Lambert, he's picked off at midfield. Coming downhill quickly was the halfback, Deatrick Nichols. And now a flag down afterward. Two flags down. That'll be a turnover for sure. These flags well after that.
And unfortunately, Cody just makes a really ill-advised decision. He throws it into almost triple coverage.
Objectionable conduct, Winnipeg number 32. 10-yard penalty, first down Winnipeg.
Nichols, who made the interception, gets called for objectionable conduct.
But again, Cody throws it into almost three guys. It was just it was a peculiar throw, or at least selection, especially when you had some options on the left side of you. But again, credit to the Blue Bombers' defensive line. They were coming. He was under pressure again, so there wasn't a ton of time to think.
He pump faked and he really wanted that, didn't he?
There's two guys there, and there's Alexander over the top as the safety.
Bombers take possession, first and 10 from the 48, 14 and a half minutes to go in a tremendously entertaining Labor Day Classic. Fake the handoff to nobody in particular. Kolaros got time. Danson. Going to scramble out, try to avoid Mac Henry, and he will throw it away. It didn't get out of bounds, but it got back to the line of scrimmage. You see the official signaling it got back to the line of scrimmage. That'll be incomplete and second down.
All day, and this is thanks to the coverage. Mac Henry finally gets loose, but there's absolutely nobody to throw it to downfield for Zach Kolaros. Great job by the linebackers and secondary in coverage. And the Bombers now fortunate not to get an intentional grounding call.
He tried to put a little two-step on Mac Henry and just about paid for it.
Mac Henry knows one direction, and it's forward.
Second and 10 from the 48. Riders showing four. They'll bring just three. Kolaros has some time quickly outside. High for Lawler. Caught. Drops his head on Nick Marshall. Spins off. He's at midfield. That'll leave him 3 yards shy. Should be third and 3.
And we talked about it. You got to match the effort of the Blue Bombers, and there the pursuit was outstanding by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders as they filled the lanes and supported the ball tackler who was trying to bring the guy out of bounds. It's just phenomenal effort on all of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders on that second down play, and it's really the reason that the Bombers have to punt here.
Deion Lacey, credit for the tackles, and Bombers will punt from
Great job getting down.
from the Riders 54-yard line. Distracted by the cameraman, who was very clearly not wearing a shirt. Interesting choice for that gentleman on this day. Mark Leggio going for the left sideline. He'll move Morrow that way. Oh, this punt could be unfortunately tremendous. It hit down about the 8-yard line. It couldn't have gone out much further than that. Wow, inside the 11, and then there's a flag after the play. Something in the objectionable conduct range. A penalty from the 11 would be crushing for the Riders at this point.
After the play, major foul, Winnipeg number 41.
Said Winnipeg number 41 and pointed at the Riders.
Yeah, what is going on?
Kevin Brown is 41 for Winnipeg, and they are motioning to come up the field, so the Riders will benefit from that penalty, get them out of terrible field position, plop them at the 26-yard line as we go to break. 12:55 remains here in the quarter for Nutrien Ag Solutions and AgCo. Riders down 5 in the fourth on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 12:55 in the fourth quarter. Riders down 13-8. They go first and 10 from their own 26. All of the motion so far. One receiver to the right. It'll hand it off. It's Powell straight up the middle. Banged at the 29-yard line. Falls forward to the 30. Looks like a gain of 4.
Powell with a tough carry there. Right? Didn't really... It actually looked un-Powell-like, strictly because it was really downhill. It wasn't, he didn't look for a bunch of cuts that he normally makes. He just attacked the line of scrimmage, and he gets 4 yards out of it.
8 carries for 44 yards now from Powell. 3 receivers out to the left, including Awachi. You'd almost expect him to come back in and block. Bombers show 3. Gunn flagged down behind Jordan Williams-Lambert, who made a great catch at the 36-yard line, flagged down in the area of holding. Wow, Jay Will made a catch, putting his body on the line.
Well, it's you again. You might get Willie, too, for offside. I don't know. Well, it does seem to go against the Riders here. Everybody else is walking backwards. You know what the best sound to make is a defensive lineman when you know the offense has to
offside,
walk backwards?
Saskatchewan number 86. 5-yard penalty, repeat second down.
And Ricardo Lewis.
You just go, when the O-line is walking backwards, you just go like this. You go, That's what we used to do. That's about as good as the trash talk got it for me.
That's pretty solid. Second and 11 now for the Riders. They fake the count. They'll motion 2 receivers to the right, including Lewis. Here come 4, and Big Hill's on a blitz, double team. Fajardo hit as he throws. That's going to be picked again, unless Picton can break it up, and it's intercepted at the 35-yard line. It looked like Fajardo got drilled as he threw this one.
Oh, he's just under siege here, right? And he tries to make a throw, but he's not able to complete his motion. He's not able to step into it. It turns into a duck, and sitting there, ready to catch the duck, his number 37.
Brandon Alexander, the safety.
Blue Bombers. He's had himself a game, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
He's been around the ball quite a bit. But
Willie Jefferson on Cam
Jefferson.
Jay.
Just. Hey, we said it, though. This was going to be a lot better of a front seven than the Riders have seen thus far on O.
Yeah. And that is absolutely proven to be the case. I believe we're going to break with 11:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Riders down 5. Bombers set up in great field position for Quality Tire and Seedmaster. We're back after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 11:50 remains in the fourth quarter. Riders down 13-8. Cody Fajardo now 14 of 28 for 133 yards. 3 interceptions. I don't know if it's the Bombers defense that has him throwing these balls up. That one, he was hit as he was throwing, and the interception sets up the Bombers from the 34. Quick screen to Nick Dembski. Drops his head, but Luchez Purifoy meets him at the 32. Will hold him to a gain of about 2.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that now, even though the Bombers haven't been able to consistently march down the field, the clock is now in their favor. Right, and these offensive plays that aren't gaining much, now they're actually, even though they're not gaining much, they're taking time off the clock.
Yep.
And if they get a field goal out of this, they're down a touchdown, or they're up a touchdown.
Yeah, if you hold them to a field goal, it's an 8-point game.
Yeah.
Critical, you hold them to a field goal here, because both defenses have been very stingy. Second and 8, left hash, Riders bring 4. Kolaros pressure off the edge by Woodard, holding flag, completed to Wolitarski, dropped at the 20, 8-yard line. Flag in the area of holding on Yoshi Hardrick as Woodard just about 8 Kolaros up.
Holding, Winnipeg number 59.
You know what? I love it too.
Second down.
You're seeing, even though Woodard's leading the league in sacks right now, the confidence that he's pass rushing with looks night and day from where he began.
Yeah.
There's so much more fluidity in his motion, and the reason it looks like this is because he's no longer thinking. He's starting to adapt.
Couture called for holding. Instead of forcing them into third down, the Riders choose to move them back second and 18 from the 42.
Hey.
I think they feel this is the edge of Leggio's field goal range.
Also, get him in the air. Cause a turnover.
Entirely possible. Kolaros empty backfield. They'll bring Harris back in to block. Flag down. Somebody got off early. Garrett Marino just whacked into the official.
Procedure on the offense.
Oh, that's more great news. This is going to turn out great for the Riders.
Procedure, Winnipeg number 66. 5-yard penalty, remains second down.
But here's the thing with
Superstar
the Bombers.
Superstar tackle Stanley Bryant. Sorry, Luke.
Sorry, my fault. But here's the thing with the Bombers. They actually don't need the first down. Right now, they're probably thinking, hey, go and get us 12 yards. Just because, let's just move back into the field goal range. I don't think they're thinking first down.
Yeah.
Right? Even though they might take a shot, they're still saying to themselves, well, hey, just move back 10, get it 10 yards. And let's make it easier for Leggio.
Right now, it'd be a 54 or 55-yard field goal. Leggio has not shown that potential this game. Kolaros looking quick to his right, trying to set up a screen. Gets it to Harris at the 50, 45, 40. 35. Somebody tackle him at the 30 and force him out of bounds. Flag down at the original line of scrimmage as Harris
that
gets thrown down.
That might be offside on the Bombers.
Harris is trying to get a high five from somebody on the sidelines. I think you're right.
Offside.
Yeah.
Winnipeg number 10. 5-yard penalty.
Okay,
Pete,
so now
second down.
Nick Dembski.
Even though that was the perfect call, you're probably going to want to maybe call that again, even though you just ran it. But now you're sitting there and it's not second and 28. It's more like second and 18 now, right? Because
yeah.
The 10 yards you wanted, now you got to deal with. So, I mean, good luck on second and 28, by the way.
Right now you're at about a 60-yard field goal attempt. You need.
There's no offside on the play. It'll be third down from the 30-yard line.
So they called offside.
What is going on?
They now say there is no offside, so the catch by Harris will be reinstated for 17 yards.
Who determined there was no offside all of a sudden?
I can only assume they got a call from the review booth in Toronto.
Oh, great.
Saying that there was no offside.
The review booth in Toronto, the crack team in Toronto decides there's no offside here, but they missed three obvious calls in the first half. But they got this one.
And this one puts the Bombers... Yeah. Sometimes you don't know what to say. This puts the Bombers back in field goal range.
But you're not allowed to say it. That's the problem.
Poppycock?
Something like that.
Malarkey is my default.
Shenanigans.
Mark Leggio now has a 38-yard field goal because of that great gain by Harris on that little screen pass. 17 very valuable yards and a valuable... overrule whatever that was that negated the offside call. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Leggio's kick is up to put the Bombers up 8, and it is good. 9:55 remains. Winnipeg 16, the Riders 8. And the field goal is always brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Their profits live in Saskatchewan, and so do they. Unbank yourself. I hope Craig Dickinson will be able to give us some clarity on that in the post-game show. It was confusing. They legit they got those 17 yards back. That was a great play. There was no holding that led to that. Those are 17 legit yards. Just super confusing what's happening here.
Well, here's the thing. I'm actually more interested into seeing how the Riders react to that. We haven't seen Saskatchewan in this situation. Down 8, having to throw the ball now. They have to throw.
Yep.
Right? This is a new situation in 2021 for them.
Fajardo, 14 of 28, 3 interceptions in this game. They'll fake the handoff, throw it quickly. It's Lenius, 36, 40, spins before he absorbs contact. He tried to brace himself before Derek Jones hit him. Pardon me, Mike Jones hit him.
Yeah, and again, Fajardo peels himself off the turf after getting hit by another Blue Bomber. This time it's number 47.
They were
for the blue and gold.
Yeah, Tanner Caldweller, the rookie. They were able to cover for the offensive line in the first three games. They have not been able to in this game. Fajardo is getting blasted and hit and nicked and dinged at every turn. Bombers show five, bring five. Willie Jefferson pressure up the middle. Fajardo looking for somebody, escapes the tackle. He's going to go down with a sack.
And again,
spun down and slammed down by Willie Jefferson, third down.
Again, the athleticism and effort from number five here. He shoots inside. He's behind the quarterback. Doesn't give up on the play. One missed tackle, but stays loyal to the pursuit angle and ends up making the play. That is why, folks, they call number five for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers a game changer.
Yeah, Willie Jefferson.
What an effort.
Sack. Andrew Lauderdale in that play was interesting. John Ryan boots, not his best, from his own 34, bounces. It'll be fielded by Nelson at the 32. Flag down for the 5-yard no yards and some extra pushing alongside. It was interesting as Fajardo rolled out to his left. Andrew Lauderdale was there, and Willie kind of taps him on the shoulder and runs past him as Lauderdale was looking at Jeffcoat on his left. You think, well, actually, they're both actually pretty good threats, so I think you're putting the no-win situation there for sure if you're Andrew Lauderdale.
So here's the deal now. This we're seeing again. We talked about the Riders. Oh, we're going to commercial.
I think we are going to break. 8:30 to go. Salford Group and Sask Lotteries. Luke's words of wisdom when we return. Riders down 8.5 to go. Cooperators, Rough Rider Radio Network.
I'll find words.
.30 remains in the Labor Day Classic. The Riders down 16-8 here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. All our quarterback sacks brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Always remember, drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains.
And another situation we haven't seen the Riders in, right? Clock's working against them, needing a stop, right? Because they're down and they got to give the ball back. Haven't seen this either.
They show a three-man front, first and 10 from the 40. Hand it off to Andrew Harris. He'll kick it out left. Runs into A.J. Hendy. Almost broke a tackle, as Harris is wont to do. He falls forward for 3 yards. Oh, and Mike Edom comes up limping after the play. Second and 7 to come.
All the credit here goes to Anthony Lanier, who's coming off the right end. He doesn't make the tackle, but what he does is there's a pulling offensive lineman here, and he spills the pulling offensive lineman. That means he hits him onto the inside, and what it does is it bubbles the old lineman, and it forces Andrew Harris to make an early cut. He can't get anything going and only gets 3 yards out of it. There's a beehive here in Mosaic Stadium. It's loud.
This is when we need the Snurs chant the most. Second and 7 for the 43, empty backfield. Keon Adams jumped. Caleros over the middle. Wolitarski with the catch. Down at the 50, Nick Marshall with the tackle, but two flags down pre-snap. Wolitarski looks like he will have yards gained for the first down.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, Stanley Bryant, I mean, this could use it. Not sure.
You thinking a left tackle may have jumped?
Yeah,
you?
I mean, you...
Offside. Saskatchewan number 97. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is a first down.
Because my whole deal
Keon Adams on the call.
Yeah, my whole deal is here is, okay, he jumped, but did he really encroach, right? Did he really make a difference on, and I'll tell you one thing that did happen is Stanley Bryant left early, right? So either way, hey, look, as a young player, it's tough, right? You got the crowd behind you. It's as noisy as you've ever heard it. Either way, the Riders really need to stop.
Ticking down to about 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. First and 10 Bombers from their own 50. Three receivers to the left. Riders show blitz. They bring six. Harris left side falls forward. A 3-yard pickup before he's brought down by Garrett Marino. Helmet number 5 coming off, and he's ready to fight Michael Couture even without his lid on.
And again, even though these plays for Winnipeg aren't successful, they are burning clock. So everything right now working against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, defensively and offensively, because again, if they do get the ball back, right?
Yep.
You're going to have less time, and you're going to have to throw the ball against one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah, and that boundary side, which with the interception here, Alford and Nichols has been punishing the entire league and punishing the Riders today. Second and 7. You get burn off about 40 seconds between plays. Lots of pressure. Kolaros, oh, wide open as well. Tarski, what a catch the 30-yard line. He got it behind Blaise Brown. Oh, man, and Adam couldn't be over in time to the 27-yard line. First down, Bombers.
Wow.
What a catch and throw.
Everything works. They slow the blitz down, and Wolitarski, just a fantastic grab on the wide side of the field, lays out, the replay confirms it, and the Riders are in a world of trouble.
30-yard pickup for Wolitarski, 4 catches for 60 yards for him. First and 10 from the 29, under 6 to go, and the people say, well, the 20-second clock is so fast. The 20-second clock just barely started. They're using 45 seconds per play here, which is terrible news for the Riders.
I mean, run the ball here if you're Winnipeg, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Just burn it.
4-3 on the play clock. 2. High snap. Give it to Harris, left side. And honestly, that you only got 3 yards, who cares?
That's what I'm saying.
To your point, exactly.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
We don't need 3 yards. We need 15 seconds to burn.
Harris needs an extra second to get up. And here's the thing about the 20-second play clock always concerns me. That play ended at 5:15. We're at 5:02, 5:01, 5 minutes, and the 20-second play clock has not started yet.
That's because it doesn't start until the whistle, right? So.
Yep. So people say, well, it's a super fast game. Well, sort of. Sort of.
And again, for the Riders, even if you hold them to a field goal and they miss, what are you going to do to get 8 points on the board in under 4 minutes?
3 receivers to the right for 2nd and 8. Blitz coming. Kolaros waiting, gunning on the corner route to Dembski. Caught in the end zone for the touchdown. Got in behind tights and Mike Edom. He spikes it into the crowd. And they celebrate as the Bombers go up 22-8.
Well, I'll tell you what. They went back. They went back to the long game. And that call from Buck Pierce is as good as it gets in the Canadian Football League. Stay aggressive. Never mind the field goal. We're trying to put the final nail in the coffin. And there's a lot of people heading for the exits. Still a lot of game to go, DT, but again, do you see the ability for the Saskatchewan Roughriders to put a ton of points up in 4 minutes? I don't see it because of the way things have rolled out so far.
We will certainly be discussing that. Again, how about that throw from Kolaros? He put that right on Dembski on the corner route, right with Edom right there.
That's the worst part. This is the Zach Kolaros that everybody in Rider Nation wanted to see here, wearing green and white.
Mark Leggio for the convert. This would make it a 15-point game, and it does. 4:01 remains. The Riders now down 23-8, and we will stay right here. The 70-yard drive done in 6 plays, used 4 minutes off the clock. 25-yard touchdown to the former Rider, Nick Dembski. All the touchdown drives brought to you by Smooth 42 Craft Distillery, inventors of Create Eco Vodka, Saskatchewan's best-priced spirit. Make it your own with Create Eco Vodka. The Riders appear they're going to take the kickoff, try to get some juice in them from Jamal Morrow, because they don't have to. Oh, pardon me, it's a touchdown. They have to take the kickoff. Yeah. Excuse me. I had that confused with the field goal.
No, but here's the thing. I mean, even if they did have the choice, DT, I think this would have been the better option anyways. They're not doing anything offensively, so you may as well. I mean, this right here has been a better offensive selection right now.
Yeah, that's true. The average kickoff return goes fractionally past the 35-yard line that you could just take. So why not take a chance that Jamal Morrow, or in this case, Keenan LaFrance, who is also back, could bust one. Again, they don't have the option here. They have to take the kickoff from Leggio, and it will be Morrow from his 8-yard line. Straight up field, 20, bends, 25, made a man miss, 30, cuts back, 40, Morrow! Dropped just inside the 50-yard line. Jamal Morrow really adding some life to this return game. Johnny Augustine on the tackle. Riders have the field position they need thanks to a 41-yard return.
Well, there's a flag on the play, though, and it looks like it's going back.
Heaven help me with these flags.
During the return, illegal block. Saskatchewan number 26. 10-yard penalty, first down.
Godfrey Onyeka called for the illegal block. Oh, that one stings. Oh, Morrow is really juiced. Like, he's really got some got some going here. The big return on the missed field goal as well. 11, 12 yards per punt return. This one may well have been because of the illegal block. And the Riders remain down 15. Need two touchdowns, have only 4 minutes to work with.
Now, generally in this situation, Richie Hall.
My God, they're moving it further back, Luke. This is killing me now.
Normally in this situation, Richie Hall will say, hey, look, we're going to keep everything in front of us, right? Meaning we might ease off on the pressure. Let's see how they approach this from the Winnipeg side of things. We know what Saskatchewan has to do.
Three receivers into the right. It's a four-man rush. Fajardo quickly to Kyren at the 15-yard line. He spins, and that'll be a pickup of about six.
Yeah, see, and Winnipeg will take that all day. You can 6 yard gain us all the way down the field. By the time you get there, the clock's going to be done.
3:30 on the game clock. And now whistled in. Fajardo barking out the calls. Kian Schaefer-Baker, the wide receiver to the left. First drive we've seen him this game. Four-man rush. Fajardo pumped, guns underneath, picked and caught, hit low and down hard on his back at the 20. I think he is going to be just past the mark. Good for a Rider first down with 3:08 on the clock.
And again, Winnipeg will take this all day, right?
And this will be the final play before the 3 minute warning from the 20 yard line. First and 10. Four-man rush. Fajardo guns underneath again for 3 yards. Kyren turns it up to the 25. A pickup of five with 2:48 to go. Riders need 85 more yards on this drive and then a whole other drive to go for Bayer Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, and spreads.ca. We've hit the 3 minute warning for Brett Young Seeds. Get game-changing pod shatter and disease resistance. Visit your local seed supplier or brettyoung.ca to learn more about Brett Young's Defend R-rated canola hybrids. Riders down 15 in the Labor Day Classic on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 2:48 remains in the Labor Day Classic. Riders down 23-8. Second down from their own 25. Second and five. Got to move that ball. Cody Fajardo, by far his roughest night of the season. 18 of 32 for 150 yards. Pardon me, 153 with three interceptions. Yeah. He had one coming into the game.
Here's the worst part of that is that he missed the throws that he should have made. And we're seeing the holes in the offensive line that we suspected may exist. And the other more concerning fact or question going into the next game on September 11th, DT, is there is really nothing out here today that concerns the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. There was nothing where they will say, well, guys, if they hit this and this.
Nothing the Riders did.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
As a matter of fact, it's the Winnipeg Blue Bombers who have less things on and points on the field today.
Nobody in the backfield for the second and five play. Fajardo pressure across the middle underneath the Kyren Moore, and that's at the line of scrimmage. He'll gain 2 yards, and it'll be third and three with 2:32 on the clock. I get it, but I don't get it, if you know what I mean.
Well, even Kyren Moore's frustrated there. He knows that if he gets the ball in that play, that just means that they're the plays that they needed aren't available.
Yeah, that's fair. Third and three, got to convert here. Bombers show five, they'll bring six. Fajardo stays in the pocket, throws it up. Jump ball, Jordan Williams-Lambert on the sideline almost had the catch, but it is incomplete. The Riders will turn it over on downs. One of the Bombers is down.
No, it's Willie Jefferson.
Deep in the backfield. Fajardo offered him a hand to help pick him up. Willie said no, and log rolled away from him for reasons unknown.
Hey, Willie J's a savage, man. These guys came in trying to take everybody out of here.
First down.
Oh, the penalty against.
Oh, wow.
Penalty against the Bombers. That'll be a first down for the Riders. Now on their own 37-yard line.
What was the call?
I just caught the tail end of the official. We'll wait for the play-by-play from the CFL. I assume something in the roughing the passer.
No, it was illegal contact.
Illegal contact. Okay, that'll do. Fajardo straight drop, pressure up the middle, gunned underneath. Picton diving forward, 45-yard line, pickup of 8, 2:12 on the clock. right hash mark, Jordan Williams-Lambert and Ricardo Lewis, who's had a real struggle in his first CFL start, plus Braden Lenius to the right. Four-man rush, Fajardo quickly, Lewis at the 50, caught it with his hands this time, pushes across midfield to the Bomber 53. That'll be a pickup of 13 and a Riders first down. And one of the Bombers is down in the field. I believe that is going to be the linebacker, Jesse Briggs. This will give the Riders a second to catch their breath and figure out how they're going to do this. And Luke, this is the situation we talked about through the Ottawa game, through the Hamilton game, which they ran the Ticats off the field. This offense looks great. The short passing, and man, Fajardo 30 of 35 and boop, 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 boop. Oh, but yeah. What happens when they're in a hole? And so far the answer is 2 yards at a time and 3 yards and 5 yards.
Well, we still have yet to see the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in a situation where they need to get the ball downfield and score points. And they were put in that situation today, and they weren't able to manufacture anything. And what's more concerning, again, as I said earlier, it's the Winnipeg Blue Bombers today that left all the points on the field, right? There was no point in this game where you can really look back and say, well, if this had happened, it would have been a totally different game. As a matter of fact, those if it happened like this, those scenarios are all over on the Winnipeg side. So again, you're going to have to look really close at the film here as a team, mm-hmm. and say, guys, well, you know, how do we approach this? And it's not just the players on the field. I mean, this is the coaches too. They're really going to have to look into their playbook. And again, when we talk about Jason Moss and his ability to have a guy like Mike Riley air it out, and his ability, to have a guy like Trevor Harris dink and dunk, right? I mean, you'd love to see more Mike Riley, but then the issue becomes, okay, well, how are we going to hold them up to actually let Cody Fajardo make the throws? Because the offensive line really struggled against the pass today.
First and 10 from the Bomber 54, 1:55 on the clock, five-man rush. Fajardo guns, caught by Jordan Williams-Lambert, who got one in the back from Brandon Alexander and held on. That'll be a pickup of about 16. We had an injury break. Injury reports brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. 1:51 on the clock. First and 10 from the Bomber 38. Riders need two touchdowns. Motion all over the place, using time off the clock as Mitchell Picton gets the play call. This is remarkable. 20 seconds have gone off the clock here, and you don't have it to spare. Fajardo, seven-step drop. Pump fakes, rolls out to the right, looking for something, gunned, sideline and caught. Kian Schaefer-Baker, a big catch at the 17-yard line, pickup of 21, and a Riders first down with 90 seconds to go.
Good awareness by the rookie as well. Makes a catch on his knees and still does his best to get out of bounds to stop that clock, giving him an extra few seconds back that they had initially wasted in getting there.
Ball just outside the 17-yard line. 15-point deficit. Almost got to go for the end zone right now. Fajardo looking left, now to the middle. Scrambles out to the right. He's going to tuck his head and run. 15, runs around a man. 10, slide. Oh, took a shot. Oh, boy. He slid feet first and took a shot from Deatrick Nichols. Oh, we don't need any of that. As we know what that can do with Saskatchewan quarterbacks, that is going to be 15 yards and move the Riders probably inside.
Yeah, and is this a targeting play that puts Deatrick Nichols' availability?
The quarterback, Winnipeg number 32. We'll go half the distance of goal line. Automatic first down.
My thought is this a play that essentially puts his availability at risk? And I don't know, because he did try to go in with the back of his shoulder pad there, and it didn't look... I mean, luckily it didn't look like as much helmet-to-helmet contact as it initially may have been, so.
Yeah, if he was aiming for the shoulder, he did a good job of hitting it because he hit him down in the arm. So that's a great thing for us, knowing that Fajardo's okay. First and goal from the 4. Blitz coming, got him immediately. Oh, unblocked is Jackson Jeffcoat, and Fajardo is sacked at the 13 for a 9-yard loss.
Well, Andrew Lauderdale is put on an island here. There's one guy outside of him, and there's one guy inside of him. And the running back who's blocking anybody who's coming off the edge, both extra blockers are on the other side, not paying attention to Lauderdale's side of the field. And there's nobody to pick up the extra man. And like you said, right away, on the ground.
The freebie, second and goal from the 13 with 1:15 to go. Bombers bring everybody again. Fajardo gunning for the end zone, and he didn't hit the crossbar. Oh my God, he hit the crossbar in the south end zone this time. Oh, I can't believe it. Nick Taylor is celebrating the crossbar, and everybody in blue in the stadium is standing on their feet, and it's third down for the Riders. I can't believe he hit the crossbar intended for Kyron Moore in the end zone again. I was hoping that it would be a curse breaking of hitting the crossbar.
Nope. Yeah.
I was
trying to find something to say there, but yeah, I just you can't scheme that up.
Third and goal from the 13. Bombers bringing six. Fajardo forced to scramble to his right. He's got to throw it up to somebody in the end zone, and it will go out the back and incomplete, and that will be the ball game intended for, I believe that's Ricardo Lewis or Kyron Moore. It is Ricardo Lewis in the end zone. Incomplete. Bombers turn it over on downs and down 15. That is about all she wrote.
Yeah, and again, it's Lauderdale's side that is struggling to really block up the pressure here. Unfortunately, again, we're seeing some of the weaknesses that we thought may exist here with this offensive line. But the good part about this is that to be exposed like this, it gives you a lot of work, right, in the practice week. Like, you go in knowing, okay, I know exactly what they did that was good, and I know exactly what I need to do to correct myself. You know, for instance, the two plays ago, right? There was two guys that were there to block the extra guys, but they were all looking on the wrong side, right?
Yeah. So, run blitz as they give it to Harris up the middle with under a minute to go. He's still on his feet. He's driven down at the 15-yard line. You can't fundamentally change the offensive line. The Saskatchewan calls the timeout. You can't change the guys that will be on the offensive line. You could bring in Brett Boyko to replace one of them if you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you have to scheme in more protection, more Awachi, Lenia stays in to block more Keenan LaFrance? Like, this has been a dominant effort from the D-line.
What you do is again, you got to figure out first down. It's not necessarily about, like, you got to figure out a way to get 5 to 6 yards on your first downs, right? Now, whether that's attacking them quickly or really making an effort to keep watching the game and just pounding it out on the ground, you've got to have success on first down against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Harris, right side, across the 20, where he's tackled by A.J. Hendy. That is in the area of another Bombers first down. Let's see what the defensive stats tell us. Two interceptions for Brandon Alexander, one for DeAndre Nichols. Sacks, one for Willie Jefferson, one for Nichols, and one for Jackson Jeffcoat. Only three sacks. It would not surprise me if Fajardo was under pressure on half the passes today. Just the way this has gone, he's been getting hit.
And again, we were talking a lot about the success that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers could manufacture when it's second and long, but I think they did a heck of a job on the second and short opportunities as well, right? Again, this is as much as people don't want to talk about it, these are the defending champions until somebody else hoists that Grey Cup. And even though it was 2 years ago, they brought their entire core back, and that core of this team really showed out today.
John, our stats man extraordinaire, has passed me this. Second down conversions for the Riders today. Is that a 7 or a 9? 3 for 17 on second down conversion. You talked about second and longs.
Yeah.
And they're going to go badly for you sometimes. You should convert more than 3 of 17.
Well, this is
but
a
not
team
many
that,
more.
That D-line, they can beat you one-on-one athletically, or they can throw a ton of guys at you.
Yeah.
When you have the ability to do that on defense, it makes it tough, right? Because, for instance, you know, the Red Blacks last week, they could only beat them one way, right? Winnipeg has
Act
the tools
Jesus?
And the guys. Yeah, the Winnipeg's got the guys that can beat you in a number of different ways defensively, and it showed today.
The two best teams in the West. The Bombers showed they certainly belong in that conversation. This final segment is for our friends at the Rough Rider Children's Hospital Foundation's Lottery, AGCO, and A&W. The kneel down, and the Bombers who had lost 14 of the last 15 Labor Day Classics have won in convincing fashion. 23-8 is the final. The scoreboard for Quality Tire: at Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. The post-game show live from Harvard Studio 620 on the west side of the stadium. If you're here and you're listening, come join us. We'll talk some Rider football with you. Post-game show next on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.